took advice from my daddy and my mama Neil. They say, boy, this world can be kind of cold, but you create energy depending on what kind of cold.
Welcome back to the Andy Fry Show. Let's see here. This is a clip from a while ago. I don't have the year on it, but it was when Ellen was still on television, and Diddy went on the Ellen show, and they had this conversation.
Can I invite you to all my parties? You just haven't seemed to show up.
I could think of you of starting a party at like midnight.
That's a different type of party.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean the after party.
Mm-hmm. No, I know about them.
There are so many instances in pop culture about Diddy parties, about people who know about them, who are aware of them, who avoid them, who have celebrated being at them. What was the Eminem thing that you guys were talking about before?
Oh, do you have it? It's a quote from one of his songs.
It's the lyrics in one of his songs, and he said, I'm a rapper, R-A-P-E-R. Did he just spell rapper without one P? Or he just spelled rapper with missing one P, Diddy.
Yeah. So what is rapper without a P? So it's he was taking a shot at P. Diddy.
You don't need to explain it to us. I think we get it.
Well, I don't know as much about the rap history as Will Scharf does.
Nobody does. That dude is on it. He's like, I was in New York in the 90s.
That was amazing.
It's what we knew. Yes, if you missed the opportunity to hear Will Scharf, he was with us in the entire 1 o'clock hour, and we talked about the tragic death of the police officer here in St. Louis, Officer David Lee, 44 years old, hit on Interstate 70. While he was helping with a crash, he was putting cones out. And the person who hit him, his name is Ramon A. Chavez Rodriguez. And if you haven't heard, go back and listen to what Will Scharf dug into about his history. He's here illegally from Honduras. And he goes through the really, really awful incident. It was 2020 when it took place, where he broke into his, what do you say, girlfriend's house, beat down her door, stole her baby, was drunk the whole time, and somehow or another, this man has been out and about.
Yeah, almost killed the girlfriend, almost ran her over, and then 2 days after that, he was just out, and then nothing ever happened to the guy.
It's very wild. So we're going to find out more about that story, as we should, and our thoughts and prayers go out to Officer David Lee's family. It's just an incredibly unnecessary, tragic incident. And St. Louis has lost one of its best in Officer David Lee. We're going through all of these different conversations with Will Scharf, and we put the P. Diddy stuff off to the end because we wanted to talk about David Lee, and we wanted to talk about Ruth, who is going to stay in jail right now while they're figuring out what to do with him in Florida. But the last thing we talked about with him, it was probably about 1:40 is when we started the conversation, might have been a little bit after that, was about P. Diddy and what is going on with him legally. And he gave us a very thorough and concise explanation of P. Diddy's history in the rap wars and rap culture, and then brought us up to present. It was spot on. I didn't know that's what we were going to get out of him, and I loved it.
And all of the legal trouble that he's had and kind of skated around up until now.
Which I think is what makes this so interesting in 2024, because we're constantly wondering who is and who is not above the law. And it appears as though P. Diddy has felt above the law for quite some time, and maybe isn't right now. He's apparently on suicide watch. Our YouTube poll for today is, what did Diddy do? Do you want to know? Yes, you want to know all of it. Yes, but the bare minimum. No, you don't want to know, or no, you don't care. And I said earlier, and I'll repeat this, I'm kind of shocked at the amount, the percentage of people. We're pushing 300 votes. It's getting close to 300 votes on the poll today. The percentage of people who say they don't care.
Really? Where
are you? Maybe you guys don't care.
No, I care. I have a weird answer to this poll because I personally don't want to know. I'm a no. I don't want to dive into it.
But do you want it to be known?
But I do want it to be known. So I'm going to personally say no while still hoping that, you know, especially if there's really gross stuff, not just like between consenting adults. That stuff is salacious. That's headline. That's TMZ stuff. It's the illegal stuff that I really hope does come out. And if it's going to break something open bigger, then more power to the justice, more power for the right side to win on this thing.
There's a huge difference between the sexual details that don't make the crime, like knowing the details doesn't make the understanding or the knowledge or the truth being out. That's how Kamala Harris would say it. That wouldn't make that more egregious. But the broadness of how it's covered will make more people aware of it.
Yes, absolutely.
So when the details come out and they're heinous, and what we already know is pretty heinous.
Yeah.
What has been alleged, I guess, is the right way to say that. I mean, I've seen video of him beating the crap out of that one girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's been out there. But when the details come out and they're really awful, it does broaden awareness. I want to trust somebody to do the deep dive and to know the things so that I don't want to have to, I don't need to see the stuff. Because,
exactly.
Because from what I understand, it's awful. Where are you at on it, Brad?
Well, after you said that, I'm still a yes, all of it. I want to know all the details. I want to know in clearest possible terms who was involved, why was it illegal, what were they doing, who was linked to it, who was in charge.
Sounds like me and Stinkbugs.
Yeah. I want to know all the things. I want to know everything so that we can understand if it was just crazy sex party, hookery stuff going on, fine. Then we know that it wasn't anything bigger, more nefarious than that.
That wouldn't surprise any of us that people in Hollywood are having, like,
no,
way off of our radar, yeah, our understanding of life, parties, but not in an illegal fashion.
Right. But if there's illegal stuff going on, we're talking about, you know, underage
kids,
people. You're talking about influence of powerful people who then now have videotapes of them that could be manipulated to affect even something as serious as public policy. I want to know these things. Or I want to know that it wasn't that. I want to know the truth so that I know whether or not we can trust what's going on or we can't trust what's going on.
There is a sense that I don't want to see the stuff. But even if it's not illegal, these are still some of the most powerful people in the world as far as shaping culture, shaping the way we view things.
They tell us how to live our lives.
Exactly.
They tell us how to vote. They tell us what to spend money, mm-hmm, on. They tell us what not to spend money on, what not to support.
And if these people are like regularly jumping into flesh piles with baby oil and it's Gomorrah, I think that we would be better off knowing that. Not necessarily I don't watch it, but I want to know that that's happening.
Right.
Because I want to know who. I saw a random post on Twitter this weekend said, hey, can you drop celebrities do you think were not involved in this? Like, is there anybody you can think of? I'll start with one. Keanu Reeves. You know?
And so, I went through that whole post. I know exactly what the one.
Yeah.
And I bet there are people on that post that know things.
Mm. Yes.
That's the other question I have. How much responsibility, if you know this stuff is going on, and we're drawing the line, we're setting aside things that we morally disagree with, putting that over here, reserving my right to morally disagree with it and have my own personal judgment on that kind of behavior. It exists, but that's over here for this conversation. It's not a part of this conversation. If there are underage people involved in inappropriate acts, I want you to be exposed in the most public, embarrassing way, and I want all the books to be thrown at you.
Mm-hmm.
If you knew that that was going on in Hollywood, if you were aware, do you have an obligation to say something? There are a lot of allegations that exist in this wormhole, this deep dive of people talking about it, that there are people who have gone to make this be aware or be known, and those people end up dead. And if that's the case, I mean, like, if the allegations out there that are not, well, I don't even know that you would say that they are not part of the original charges, because I think more charges could be coming towards Kanye or to other people. But the most heinous things that you could think of may fit in the charges. We haven't seen all the evidence that he hasn't gone on trial yet.
You're talking about Diddy.
Yes.
Yeah.
If I mean, the things that we've heard about underage people, I mean, we know for a fact P. Diddy had a very close relationship of some kind with Justin Bieber when he was like 15.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he have a very close relationship with Usher
too,
when he was a minor? I mean, that's like known.
It was like I think it was almost like a guardianship.
Yes, it's creepy. It's weird. It doesn't make sense. And if you apply Occam's razor to all of these things, like what's the most obvious thing to be true? It's awful. It's awful. The easy assumptions to make, the ones that are the simple conclusions to arrive at, the ones that don't require you to go in deep dives and, you know, you're right, not putting all of these things together, which a lot of people are trying to do right now, is very bad in conjunction with the things that Diddy has been charged with. I think that all of this stuff needs to be made explicitly clear to the American consumer. And it needs to, I mean, I don't want my kids to know about this stuff, which they're going to, I mean, I hear my kids talking about Diddy parties is in the child vernacular mm-hmm. right now.
Wow.
As a thing. Yeah. And I don't know what they know about it. And I don't want to ask them at this point because I'm waiting to see what else comes out before it becomes a topic of conversation. If my kids came to me about it, I would absolutely have that conversation. But bringing it up to them, I don't want to pique their interest in something that hasn't been piqued yet. Like, oh, tell me more about that. But I don't want these people to have any influence on my children.
Well, the answer to your question about what responsibility would you have if you knew you weren't participating in anything, but you knew, oh, there's something going on here. Maybe you knew even in detail that there were a certain number of underage kids at this party and you knew something was going on. What's your responsibility? The problem is, and this speaks to the bigger issue of why everybody's so interested in this, if you even were a well-known person, which not everybody that could rat on him was well-known, but if you were, does it do anything? Because Will Scharf went through and talked about how many times he had gotten around legal problems. The whole issue at hand here is not just Puff Daddy. It's how much have these people gotten away with, him and many others, because they're famous.
To your point, I want to know who knew what and why you didn't say something. Was it, I didn't want to say anything because I didn't want to throw my career into lurch, or I didn't say anything because I was in fear for my life? Both of those are
which is another layer of, okay, well, let's talk about that.
Yes.
No kidding.
But to your question, if it's to keep your career going and you say, I'm not going to say anything because what good is it going to do? The effectiveness of you saying something is not a reason for you not to say something.
I'm not saying to keep your career going.
Right. But I mean, even if you think it's not going to do me any good to say anything, you should still say something because it's the right thing to do. You shouldn't let that go.
I agree.
And whenever you do that, everybody's waiting for somebody else to be the first person to step out and say something. When you're the first person to step out and say something, there will be others that come forward.
But
especially,
we have had that, though, in Hollywood. How many times have, like, the Corey Feldmans of the world come out and started talking about how ridiculous, especially, it is to kids? And man, is it Amanda Bynes?
Oh,
have
man.
You, like, I don't, there's yeah. a lot going on there, but if you go look at kid after kid after kid after kid who has gone into Hollywood, had very great success and fame, 20, 30 years later, when they are in a position to have first of all, a lot of them are like, I'm going to go be an accountant in Montana.
Mm-hmm.
They get the heck out of there. And I always wonder how much of that is parents going, you had great success, we came in without any knowledge, and we are getting you out of here as fast as we can. I really wonder, you know, we joke a lot about, we got a break here too, but we joke a lot about my middle school affection for JTT, Jonathan Taylor Thomas. He was such a big deal in that as a child actor. He was, of course, on Home Improvement, and I don't know anything about anything. I'm just putting this out here as an example of things that make me go, He did Lion King. He was Simba in The Lion King. Huge deal for him. He got a lot of Disney movies and stuff, a Disney connection. But then he decided he wanted to go to like an Ivy League school in New York and get some like high level degrees. And then he kind of went away. And I just remember thinking, like, everybody loves you. Like, you're at the top. This is what every, because I was a kid and I was stupid, but like, this is what everybody wants. Everybody wants to be famous and to be in movies and television shows where you're making tons of money and everybody celebrates you. And then you got a guy like that who's like, I think I'd just rather go to school. It didn't make sense to me. Now, in this instance, maybe that's just what he wanted to do, and there's a completely logical explanation for that. But there are other kid actors who have gone, nope, I'm out. Macaulay Culkin. He's got stories of when he was on Home Alone of inappropriate things taking place.
Gosh,
in
how
front of him.
Sick is that? That is so sick.
And the more cases that you hear being talked about from kid to kid to kid to kid, it's clear that there is an understanding or an expectation in Hollywood that does not exist in Fenton or Godfrey or whatever. Like, there is something that goes on there that even if it's jokes, even if it's just kind of a crass way of talking, oh, well, they're kids in a grown person's world. Mm-hmm. These things happen around them, but it's not really to them. That's not the story of a lot of these young people who are there. And it really, really gets under my skin how much, at least up until COVID, we have been beholden to their very preachy ways of telling us how to live and what to do.
Yeah, and this isn't something that was just happening in the 80s to Corey Feldman and Corey Haim and stuff. This is happening right up until now. The movie this year, Quiet on the Set, Dark Side of Kids TV.
Was that the Nickelodeon?
Nickelodeon documentary about, it says, Dan Schneider.
Yeah. I've heard. Is that include Amanda Bynes?
Yes.
It probably does because she was in that era of Nickelodeon shows.
Yeah, I'm not as much familiar with Nickelodeon stuff, and I'm honestly not familiar with Disney stuff. We didn't have cable when I was growing up at all. But all of these stories.
Yes.
It's way more consistent than it is not the case.
Yeah. This is the kid from Drake and Josh, mm-hmm. which is another show that I'm aware of, never seen. But the kid, when you see his face, you're like, oh, I've seen that kid
he was
before.
He was one of the kids in Big Daddy.
He was saying that he was sexually assaulted from like season 3 of the show on.
It's just behavior that happens.
This is the norm.
You know, remember when we were supposed to believe women?
Yeah.
Should we believe children, especially children who have grown up to come to a place where they just start to say this stuff?
Well, they do say this stuff, but that's your point, is that they say it. It kind of goes away for a while until somebody has the chops to come out and make a documentary about it and put it out there. But it takes years.
But it's before this Nickelodeon thing, people have been saying it for decades.
Exactly.
For decades and decades. Which is why I wonder, and I don't know if the P. Diddy stuff is direct. Are we at the epicenter here? I don't know, but I want to know. So I'm somewhere between yes, all of it, but yes, but bare minimum. And I don't want to know all of it just like you, but I want it to be known. And mm-hmm. I feel like I'm in a position where I'm going to be one of the people who has to know all of it. So out of duty to my profession, yes, all of it.
Yeah.
But if I were not on the air and not responsible for knowing the full story, depending and filtering it again to you is why people need to know the full truth. I'd probably say bare minimum. The YouTube live chat poll, we want to know what you think on this. Come vote. We have about 300 votes in so far, and we need to know how you want to consume this, especially from our show. If there's an overwhelming response from you guys in one way or the other, we'll spend more time on the story or maybe spend a little bit less, but we need to hear from you at the Annie Fry YouTube channel. In the live chat of today's live broadcast, go vote. We'll be right back.